This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, this is the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey. I haven't had a chance to speak to her lately, just mainly because of the cancer center.
Yay.
You know the thing that's hitting them, and the reason I asked to talk to Keita is a nurse. They're having the same issue as everybody's having with the whole COVID thing, where they don't have enough help.
Right. They're forcing nurses everywhere to get the vaccine or be fired, and a lot of them aren't willing to take that risk.
Well, the governor here has, he has indicated that our attorney general has joined in a lawsuit, and that has actually been put on a stay at the moment. I know there's still companies that can do it without it being mandated. But, you know, all of them are going to face some sort of blowback. And the medical profession, I don't know how much of this they can take. But, hey, you know what? That's all beside the point. I was actually invoking you the other day when I was talking to CZ.
Oh, really?
Yes. Well, I had the new competition gun they've got out, the P10F Comp Ready, I told you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said the biggest complaint I think you're going to find is that you got competitors like Keita Bussey, who's this lithe female, and she uses the weight of the gun to help her change direction. So if you have a lighter weight gun, and she can no longer use it to sweep and sort of cause that inertia to sort of guide her to leaning into that direction, because she's doing she's going through a whole phenomena when she's changing direction. She's not just stopping and planting. So They took that into consideration when I said, I think you guys will sell a boatload of them, but there's going to be some people who won't buy them because they're not as heavy as the Shadow 2.
Well, if you're using it to carry, you don't want it to be as heavy, but if you're using it for competition, a lot of people like a heavier gun.
Well, this is definitely, the P10F Comp is about like a Glock 34. It's a long gun.
That'd definitely be a winter carry.
So one last thing, and we're going to use this opening segment because Keita and I have not spoken in a moment here and there. You sent me a video the other day of your dog pushing buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Does your dog talk to you with some sort of electronic gizmo?
Yes. Yes, she has communication buttons. So you pre-record whatever you want the buttons to say, and then she presses it to use that word. Yes, we have conversations.
So what if I take and I get in there and pre-recorded the word that was for dog bowl, I change that to mean to toolbox. Does the dog catch it and say, I'm not talking about a toolbox, I'm talking about a dog bowl?
She would know it was wrong, yes. But she wouldn't know what it meant unless you showed her. But she picks it up really fast. Within one day, she knows what all the new buttons are.
I'm telling you. Sometimes.
And this is the dog that hung up on you when she was a little puppy, and I would put her in my bedroom and close the door so she wouldn't interrupt the show. she would get upset and make all this noise, which was worse than having her in the room. So I actually just let her out. But then every time you called, she would hang up the phone.
Does she do anything about you and your podcast? How's the podcast going?
Well, I learned from your show just to let her chill and do her own thing. Every once in a while, she'll bark because, you know, she is my service dog, and I'm hard of hearing, so it's her job to alert me to sound. So she's doing her job, which isn't so great during the podcast.
But, you know, she's not released during that time. She's still got to do her job.
That's right. She's always on duty.
So, like I said, how is the podcast going?
It's going pretty well. We're close to 1,000 views on the first one. We've got some big-name shooters coming on. We just had Steve Anderson. Next, we're going to have Scott Green. We have Christian Seiler and Josh Freilich, a few of those guys lined up. It's all competition stuff. A little bit different than what you do.
Well, it isn't because I don't want to compete. It's just that I'm just not fast enough to compete.
No, I mean from what you do on your show.
Ah, oh, okay, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't really know that it's that much different. The only difference is that, you know, it's the topic. The way we execute this show may be similar to the way you have to execute your show. But your show is a video podcast, which,
yeah.
as I'm sitting here right now trying to figure out how to turn the radio show into a video streaming show, which I could do on in certain ways, but I can't do it with a guest currently. So, I'm trying to figure out how to make that work out. And you guys just do it with iPhones, don't you?
I use a laptop. There are platforms for that. Discord is one platform you can go with where you can stream it and have a guest. I believe you do have to pay for it if you want to have a guest. Don't quote me on that, but I know that is another platform that's an option.
Listen, Keita, if you're going to get involved in this business of show, you cannot get out there and start cutting corners when it comes to having a guest. You got to go ahead and pay, Keita. Got to pay. See, I don't have to pay to have a guest on here, so.
Yeah,
I just have to put up with the dog hanging up on me.
Right. Small.
So.
With Zoom, you can have 2 people on there and not really be limited a whole lot. But once we get 3 on there and there are 3 of us show hosts, then you have to pay for it to last more than 40 minutes. So we have to pay for the advanced version of Zoom.
Right. Last question before we go to break. What is the latest thing with Pixie and her school stuff, or have they backed away from messing with her and everything is okay now?
Well, she had one teacher. Her English teacher was a little biased and said something to her the day she made her stand. And when I got her report card, she had straight A's in every class except English. She had a C. So she had turned in an English paper, and it was well written. She got the critique back from her teacher and didn't feel that it was fair. So she critiqued his critique and gave it back to him. And now she has an A.
Okay. Well, I mean,
so I think she handled it.
She handled it. I'm going to tell you something. Well. There's no way I would. I'm glad I don't have a kid in school today. I'm so glad I don't have a kid. You have so much more to deal with than I had to worry about. When your age, when my children are your age, when they were in school, I did everything short of felonies just to get my point across. But anyway, we're coming up on the break. Tell everybody how to find you.
On Instagram and Facebook, it's 180 Firearms Training. I'm also on YouTube as Keita Bussey. You can find my podcast there. It's the 180 Firearms Training podcast. And my website is 180firearmstraining.com.
We'll be right back. This is Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and this is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking to Keita Bussey. She is the weaponized woman, and I've caught up with her enough now. It's time to unleash her and let her do her weaponized woman thing. What are you wanting to talk about today?
I want to talk about my new dry fire kit. So, as you know, I have the book Smart Move, Economies of Motion for the Shooting Sports Out. By the way, if you want a copy, email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. I will mail out a personalized copy to you. The next book after Smart Move is going to be Train Smart. That one is still in processing. And now this dry fire kit is called Look Smart. And this is actually a vision training kit. So some of the drills included in this kit aren't even done with a firearm. It's just to train your eyes how to aim better. And if you use these techniques, they are scientifically proven in peer-reviewed journals, in meta-analyses, in textbooks by people like kinesiologist Joan Vickers, who did the quiet eye research. It's scientifically proven to improve your accuracy by 12 to 18%. And this is simply by deciding to focus on keeping your eyes still on a spot on your target. So I have something in my kit called training wheels. Now, these training wheels are a black circle with a white dot right in the center. That white dot is the size of a 4 MOA dot, which is the smallest point the average human eye can see at 5 yards or closer. So if you're dry firing, you're in your house, if you don't have a lot of space to work with, then that's the reason I chose the 5-yard target. It's just easier for most people in their home. So you take these dots, and they're made by Go Fast, Don't Suck. This kit is available, well, actually it's not available yet, but in the next week it will be. It's gofastdontsuck.net, and these targets are made out of vinyl. So you just peel them off and stick them to your walls. They don't damage the paint. You can peel them off and restick them somewhere else as many times as you want, and they hold up pretty well. So you peel off these training wheels, and the first drill is that you take this circle with a dot in the middle, stand 5 yards away from it, and hold up your phone to get video of your eyes. You want to focus your eyes on this dot that's the size of a 4 MOA dot, and feel them not move. Now, the video is to give you real feedback. So you go back after and you think, oh, my eyes were so still, they weren't moving at all. And then you go back and watch the video and you see them refocusing, jumping around, things like that that you had no idea they were doing. And that costs you that 12 to 18% of accuracy that you could be getting just by having your eyes be still. So making that decision is really important, but then doing this drill also trains your eye muscles. It strengthens them so they can be more still on your target. So what you want to do is take that dot at 5 yards, keep your eyes still on it for as long as you can stand it. Eventually, your eyes are going to get fatigued. For most people, it doesn't take that long for them to get fatigued. Focusing at distance is a lot easier on your eyes than focusing on something near because of the accommodation muscles involved in that process. So first, you want to get used to being able to hold it as long as you can stand to, and maybe do it for as long as you can stand it, take a little break, focus off in the distance to relax your eyes for a moment, then try it again, and just do that a few times. Then the next step is adding another dot. So this is where we get back into those saccades I've talked about before on the show. Saccades are where you look from one spot to another spot, and during the saccade, the jump of your eyes from one spot to another, You're not taking in visual input. That's what helps us get our eyes past things that we don't want to be focusing on, like when our eyes reach the edge of the target, we don't want to focus on that. We want to get to our spot on the target that we actually want to be engaging. So we use that saccade to jump our eyes past things we don't want to focus on and filter that out. So we're going to take our second dot. Now you feel your eyes become still on the first dot, and then you're going to saccade by snapping your eyes to the second dot. Now when we transition, it takes you a moment to stabilize the mass of your eyeballs. So you're going to see in the video, again, you're getting video of your eyes while you do this, so you can see what's actually happening compared to what you want to be happening. You want your eyes to be perfectly still and then snap directly to the second dot without searching. If you see your eyes moving around searching for that dot, that means you need to keep on doing it and keep practicing it. That searching is what you don't want to see. And you can go back and forth in both directions. Start out doing it slow, just feeling your eyes be still on the spot when you get there and before you leave as well.
Now, so question, how does somebody know if they're doing all of this, if they're doing it correctly? How do they know if they're, what is the, and you know what, it just occurred to me there's probably a follow-up exercise that comes with it, but is there a follow-up exercise that comes with it so they can test themselves and see how they're doing?
Of course. Yes. Well, the testing really happens in live fire. That's where we test our dry fire skills that we practice, is in live fire. But either way, even if you're doing it wrong, you are still training those eye muscles. And it's hard to mess it up just looking at a spot and trying to not let your eyes move. It's kind of hard to mess that up, but at least you have the camera pointed at your eyes where you can watch the video and see, okay, were my eyes jumping around? And we need that feedback to be able to correct for it. So all you're doing is looking for eye movement when you're focusing on a spot where they shouldn't be moving.
Coming up on the next break, tell everybody how to find you, your book, all the other, the podcast, all that stuff.
On YouTube, my podcast is the 180 Firearms Training Podcast under Keita Bussey. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook, 180 Firearms Training. I'm also Keita Bussey on Instagram. If you want a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, I will send you a personalized copy. Just email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. Also, if you would like to set up a class, email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions are set to get hit with wintry weather conditions over the next day or two. Mountain communities in Colorado like Vail and Aspen could get up to a foot of snow. Meanwhile, Denver will also see their first measurable snow in the city. The anticipated snow will end a record-long snowless streak for Denver. It's been debated recently, but the record is 232 days without snow, which would be surpassed by the end of the day, Thursday. Vaccine requirements are quite reasonable, so says White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. She was asked about bipartisan efforts to repeal Biden's vaccine mandate on large businesses. Psaki sidestepping a question as to whether the president would veto a bill killing a vaccination requirement. You're listening to USA Radio News. A bill is headed to the Congress after passing in the House on Wednesday.
The Senate passed a resolution to defund and repeal President Biden's private sector vaccine mandate Wednesday. Republican Senator from Wisconsin Ron Johnson on the Senate floor.
First of all, can we all acknowledge that there's so much that we do not know about the coronavirus, about COVID disease, or about the COVID vaccines? Our response to COVID as a result has been in reaction to very imperfect information.
The final vote was 52-48. Democrat Senators Joe Manchin and John Tester of Montana joined Republicans to vote in favor of the repeal. It now hits the Congress, where a vote is very unlikely, given the track record of Democrat Speaker Nancy Pelosi. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate moving forward on a compromise bill that would raise the federal debt limit. A key procedural vote pushed the measure toward a final vote. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman. She has a new dry fire exercise you can get out there and try where you're trying to train your eyes. This is what makes you a little different from most people that train people, isn't it? Because you break down the components of a shooter versus them getting you worrying about their grip or their trigger finger or you know, stuff like that.
Yes, movement was something that really wasn't even talked about before I wrote my book, and now everything in my book has become sort of common knowledge where all instructors are teaching what's in my book. And I'm going to do the same thing with vision training. There are these gaps in our sport because it is a fairly young sport. Movement was one of them, which is now filled, and vision training is another one that's prevalent in every other sport except ours. So that needs to be covered.
When you get out there and you start breaking down movement, you start doing stuff like trying to train their eyes or anything, do you ever get anybody looking at you going,
this is the craziest stuff I've ever heard? Or do they actually sort of sit back and do you see like a light bulb go off in there over their head?
It's always the light bulb. And then everything clicks and you see this huge jump. If it's movement, you might see them take 6 seconds off of a run, not from practicing it, but from changing something. And the same thing with the vision training. You see their accuracy just instantly jump. Someone who was hitting deltas consistently before is now hitting alphas every time.
When Gene Higdon was down there taking your class, how much did he carve off of his time on the field of fire?
Oh, I don't remember. I think it was somewhere around 10 seconds.
Yeah, it was impressive.
It was a lot.
Gene is my age, and he's got worse joints than I do, if that's possible, and he's had a few replaced.
And he said he wasn't hurting after he was done like he did after other classes. And this is a pretty physical class, the movement class is, the Smart Move class. So for him to have those injuries and having gone through all the classes he's gone through, knowing he was going to be in so much pain at the end, he went through this physically intensive class and at the end said, you know, it really doesn't even hurt, because he was finally moving his body properly. Instead of fighting against his body, he was working with it.
That was the nicest class I've ever taken. And I didn't even take it. I just watched it.
We had a good time.
We all adjourned into Gene's big RV, which is bigger than the first apartment I lived in when I got married.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was quite nice. As hot as it was quite nice. So, anyway.
Yeah.
So, with this, now, were you done describing and talking about your eye training, or was there more to it?
Oh, there's more to it.
Well, so please, once you I'm sorry. I didn't mean to distract you.
Oh, no worries. It's fun talking about that. So once you have your two dots, your training wheels set up, and you're focusing on keeping your eyes still as long as you can, then jumping over to the next one and doing the same thing and jumping back, then you can start adding some speed. So you're trying to get your eyes to be still more quickly instead of having to really focus on it. Then we're going to add in more dots so that you're moving your eyes in all different directions. And you'll start, again, slowly, just making sure your eyes are still, then start adding in some speed. So what happens in live fire is a newer shooter is told, okay, that's your target, shoot it. And what they're doing is taking in the image of the entire target. So their eyes are jumping between multiple focal points all over the whole target to take in that image. So their shot could really land anywhere on that target instead of in the spot they want to be aiming at. A more experienced shooter knows to pick out a spot on the target that's within the area they actually want to shoot at. Now, what's interesting is an experienced shooter picks out the same size area from a target that the elite shooters, the top in the world, pick out. But it's for different reasons. So everybody has the same size focal point, all things being equal. Let's say they all have 20/20 vision, right? No issues there. All those people see the same size focal point. So at 5 yards, the smallest you can see clearly is going to be about a quarter of an inch, about the size of a 4 MOA dot. At 18 yards, which is the average distance of targets within our sport, USPSA or IPSC, it's going to be about the size of one of those little square pacers. So slightly bigger. Now, even though the focal point is the same size and the place they're aiming at is about the same area, they're aiming at that area for different reasons. The experienced shooter is aiming at that area, trying to aim small, miss small, so their shots all go within that area. They're aiming to get their bullets to go inside that circle that they pick out on the target. The elite shooters are not aiming at that area to have their bullets necessarily go into that area. It's not a where, it's a when. So when my sights get to the edge of this area, that's when I can break the shot. When the gun goes into recoil and starts coming back down, as soon as it breaks into this area, I can be on the trigger again. So rather than using that area to tell them where to send their bullets, it's telling them when is the soonest I can take my shot and get it in that area.
That's interesting. I've been
Another
working
very
on that.
Interesting.
No, I was about to say I've been trying to work on the aiming smaller, missing smaller part of my shooting.
Well, another interesting thing, and this is the reason you need to use the training wheels for your vision training and train those muscles, even though we all have the same size focal point, experienced shooters have more of them than the elite shooters. So an elite shooter gets their eye to their spot and it just stops. It doesn't move. They might have one or two focal points, where the experienced shooter might have 20 focal points as their eyes jump around trying to take in that entire area that they're aiming at. But the elite shooters aren't aiming at the entire area. They're aiming at the edge of that area because that's the soonest they can shoot. So they get their eyes to be still on that spot the instant they get to that area, where the expert shooters are not keeping their eyes still. They're jumping around. It's a much smaller jumping around than looking at the whole target. It's more concentrated, so it's smaller movements. But they're still jumping around a lot, not focusing on keeping their eyes still. So eventually, I mean, you don't want to be shooting thinking, okay, eyeball, stop moving. You actually have to train it until it becomes subconscious and your eyes just do it naturally. And you'll start seeing that when you go test it on the range.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking to Keita Bussey, the weaponized one, we've been talking about training and everything, and her new stuff for training your eyes. Now, you wanted to mention something else that you're a new affiliate of. Do you want to go there now and talk about that?
Sure. So, Locked In Affinity, who I was with before for my instructor insurance, just changed hands. So I was kind of looking around to see what else is out there. And I came across FTA/CCW Safe. So what I was doing was, as an instructor, I had to pay a flat rate of $400 per year plus a fee for each range that I add on. And I go to a lot of ranges, so that does add up over the year. Well, this other company, FTA Protect, has a flat rate that includes as many ranges as I want to add. They have a $2 million liability plan, and they cover me when I travel internationally. They have a lot of perks that I didn't have before. So I signed up with them today and became an affiliate today. So if you want to help me out, if you're an instructor, go to FTAProtect.com/180FTA. to get your instructor insurance. If you are a concealed carry weapons permit holder and you want insurance for that, they also offer that. So it's around $200 a year for this protection. So if something did actually go down and you had to draw your firearm, you would have everything covered if you went to court. There are no limits on criminal or civil defense costs, and this lower coverage plan. They have higher coverage as well, but this is their less expensive plan. Has up to $500,000 bond coverage. They have a spouse option. They have $5,000 coverage for red flag law hearings, all kinds of different stuff. So if you are looking for some sort of a plan for caring, if you're caring every day and something goes down, you won't have to pay out of pocket for it, and you'll immediately have your legal advice. CCWSafe.com/180ST to sign up through me. And if you didn't get those links, you can just email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com and I'll get you sorted out.
I used to have a sponsor that sold this kind of stuff, and I thought it was a good idea then. I don't know anything about these guys, so I'm very interested in looking them up. Well, I'm looking at their website now. If you want to provide me with some contact information, I'd let them come on the show and tell me about their coverage.
Yeah,
because I think everybody should have something like this. It's just finding the right fit for the right price, because
really truly,
and that may be changing now in the post-COVID, post-Antifa, post-BLM era of the United States. Up to this point, up to 2020, I would have said, maybe you don't really need something like that. But nowadays, where you're being, people are being harassed for having dinner, I can see where you might be put into a position. Like, that bar for lethal defense, for some people like me, is sort of low. So it might be nice to have a little legal representation. And that's what this is. This is just setting any of the members that have this, it's setting them up to have a lawyer in the event they shoot somebody in self-defense.
Right, and there is a discounted rate as well for military and law enforcement, active or retired. So that's nice as well. But, yeah, our climate is really changing right now. We have a lot of new CCW holders. And, with this case that's going on right now, this trial, a lot of people are thinking about, well, what could happen if I do have to use my firearm? And if Kyle had this plan, he wouldn't have had to pay for anything. Of course,
Kyle Rittenhouse.
He was 17 years old. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the hindsight, isn't it?
Right, exactly. Then it happens and you don't have it, and then it's too late. And that's why I was looking into getting this for myself, because we just don't know how things are going with this climate change right now. You don't know what's going to happen next, and we all have to be prepared. So for me, I have to have an instructor plan anyway. And I thought, well, for around $200 a year, I could add CCW.
Yeah, well, I mean,
that's pennies compared to what would happen if something actually went down.
Yeah, the first thing to do
is take away your gun.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but you got more than one gun, yeah?
I got a couple.
Yeah,
they
you
don't
got
know
a
that.
Couple. Well, but you're Key to Bussy, the weaponized woman. How do they not know that? You would think they would know that. Yeah, I think that kind of thing is a very good idea to have it, simply because, $200 a year used to be a case of ammo. Now it's a half a case of ammo, depending on where you're buying it. And if your legal defense and your freedom isn't worth a half a case of ammo, and they have higher plans, too, that if you want more coverage. I don't know why you would want more coverage in certain cases, but it really just depends.
Right.
It really just depends on the case. In the case of Rittenhouse, I would have thought that, if he was of age, that would have been something that he would have bought and got as much as he could.
Right.
But hindsight. So I think that's a splendid idea. So will you become like Larry Vickers and Jeff Gonzalez and all these other guys that are like their affiliated partners that do whatever it is you do to get people to come over there?
Yes. So when I heard about them, I'd been talking with JJ Ricasa about them previously and always heard really good things from everyone I talked to. And when Locked In Affinity made the change, that's when I decided to make the jump, because I'd been kind of on the fence for a while. And when I saw the changes happening, I said, okay, now's the time. I'm just going to do it. So I gave them a call and asked a bunch of questions. And I was so impressed with them that I decided to become an affiliate. So if you do get a plan through them, yes, I will. I mean, that's going to help me out. So I appreciate it if you do. No pressure to do it either way, but email me at 180firearmstraining@gmail.com if you do want to get some sort of protection for your CCW or if you're an instructor and need a plan.
Everybody needs a plan. I mean, it's especially now. Especially now. It used to be where I you know, the preponderance of people that pull a gun in self-defense don't shoot. But, you know, looking at some of the things that we see happening, just the other day in Minnesota, when they did not vote to defund the police, everybody out there that was on the Antifa side was out there on Twitter going, I guess we need to start burning down the city again.
Right.
So, yeah, you might find yourself, you know, where you wouldn't normally be in that position, you might find yourself in that position. So it is well worth your time to look into them and, contact
you. You know, when that whole thing went down in Kenosha, I actually got a message, I won't say who from, but asking me if I would come because they were concerned for the local businesses being attacked. And, you know, I had a 13-year-old daughter home with me at the time, and I thought, you know, this just doesn't smell quite right.
Nope, you did the right thing. You did the right thing. John Farnham says, if you don't want any trouble, be at home in your own bed every day by 10 p.m. We're running out of time. Yep. Tell everybody how to find you.
180firearmstraining@gmail.com is my email. I'm 180firearmstraining on Instagram and Facebook. My podcast is 180firearmstraining podcast on YouTube.
Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay. Coming up next is going to be Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.